Talk to me about coming to Toronto and the experience that you're bringing from obviously a successful run with the Pacers last year, but a team that kind of needed this type of experience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had a good time at the with Indiana. You know, I learned a lot from the coaching staff. Defensively, you know, I think I improved more as a player there than, you know, anything. And so hopefully I can bring that same type of intensity and, you know, defensive aspect and physicality to Toronto.
Tyler, are you the type of guy that in the locker room will speak up in a sense that you? We talked to DJ about it. You guys were in Game 7 last year, one game from the finals. You were that close. There are things that you have obviously gone through, experienced, things that you've seen, little intricacies that you know that maybe they don't, having been where you've been. Are you the type to you know, in a sense, take on a little bit of leadership in that way?
Yeah, you know, I usually lead by example. I'm not a big talker, but, you know, I do talk on the court. And, you know, if there's something that, you know, I feel that could really help the guys, you know, that I've seen, or, you know, I'll say something. But usually I'm not a big talkative guy. But, yeah, you know, an aspect of leadership and things like that, I think I could step up and, you know, say something at times and, you know, kind of use some of my time at Indiana and carry it over here, that what I've learned.
I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but what you bring, is it exactly what Toronto was missing last year? If you can kind of take a step back and think about playing against the Raptors last year, a rebounder, a defender, a little bit of grit, a little bit of attitude. It seemed like, that's my opinion at least, that that's what Toronto was missing, and you maybe filled that void.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we played Toronto, they always played us pretty tough. So
yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, I felt like Toronto, there was a big gaping hole in their team that, you know, they're missing. I just want to come up here and bring what I do, and hopefully it helps the team. I can't say for sure that, you know, this is what they're missing. You know, I'm the guy, and, you know, here I am. But, you know, I think, you know, I can add to the team and hopefully, you know, make some improvements.
Why Toronto, Tyler? I mean, you're a guy that I'm sure was coveted in a sense, as Eric talked about your skill set. And, again, on a team that was one game from the finals, and you probably had a lot of choices. Why Toronto?
Toronto, I felt like this is a team I could come in and, you know, be a big piece of the, you know, picture. You know, ultimately, that's what I wanted, you know. So, you know, I felt like the opportunity was here, and, you know, I just want to take the, you know, advantage of it and really help the team.
What did you learn in Indiana? We've asked this a couple times to some of the younger guys, but what did you learn in Indiana from, you know, going from college to the Pacers to where you are now? Is the type of player and what it takes to be a successful player at this level?
Well, obviously, I've learned a lot from Indiana. You know, I felt like they had a great coaching staff. Vogel, Dan Burke, you know, Bishaw, all those guys know a lot. So, you know, they pass a lot down to me. You know, they're very experienced guys, especially Bishaw and Dan Burke have been to the finals, so they know what it's like. And Jim Boylan, he's won the finals, you know, with Houston. So those guys, you know, they're great coaches. So, you know, what I said before is, you know, I've learned, you know, they really harp defense, and, you know, especially Dan Burke, he stressed defense, you know, all the time. So I can take steps that I've learned there defensively. I felt that's where I've grown the most as a player since being in the NBA. And defensive in the NBA is much different than, you know, any other level. So that's, you know, where I grew my biggest strides at. But, you know, becoming a professional, you know, on and off the court is something that I learned too.
Tyler, I asked DJ this, coming from where you guys were. And again, I keep going back to this, one game from the finals. Some guys play their whole career and never get there or never win it all, and you were that close relatively early in your career. What similarities do you see in this roster, be it skill set, personality, coaching? What do you see, because you said you saw it as an opportunity to be a bigger part of something going forward, what did you see potential success in Toronto that you also had in Indiana? What are some of the comparables?
Well, one thing in Indiana was, you know, I remember before the season and even towards the end of the season, you know, no one was really expecting us to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, you know, something that, you know, we kind of felt like we were underdogs the whole way, and so we pushed to Miami to the Game 7. But, you know, something in Indiana, everybody worked and got a little better every day. And, you know, no one was, you know, just taking time off. You know, we all strided, you know, together and worked as a team. And I think just from being around here, you know, the short time that I have so far, is everybody wants to come in here and work and improve. You know, there's nobody sitting out not, you know, not wanting to win. So that's what it takes, first of all, is a mindset. So I think we have that mindset here.
Last one for you. I think Jones would probably echo these sentiments over the years, you know, from Vince Carter to even current day, whether it be DeRozan or Rudy Gay or Valanciunas, there's no denying that this city loves its stars. But at the same time, whether it be Matt Bonner or Jerome Williams or Charles Oakley, it's the guys that do the dirty work, the guys that kind of play with that edge at times that the fans really
seem grinders,
to,
yeah.
The fans yeah. gravitate to. Do you get a sense of that as the type of player you are, that the reaction that maybe you've already had some fans that you run into or folks that you've interacted with on Twitter or whatever, and did you get a sense of that even as an opponent coming to this city when, you know, fans would get fired up at the ACC? A lot of times it was for, you know, the grit, not necessarily the flash.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one thing about Toronto is they really support the Raptors, which I like. You know, every time I come here, the stadium's packed, so that's great. But I remember when me and Valanciunas, I guess, got into it last year, and everyone kept blowing me up on Twitter. And I remember I was like, man, I really don't think the play was all that bad. You know, no one else was making any noise about it, but all the Raptors fans kept hitting me up on Twitter, so I thought that was great.
See, the funny thing is, I thought everybody was going to ask you about that today, so I specifically said, I'm not going to break
it
up.
Yeah, we're not going there.
The fact that you did, but yeah, that was definitely a play at the time.
Have you talked to Jonas? Have you guys, I mean, look, stuff happens, we know. I mean, stuff happens
within
the course of the game, between the lines, and it's there and it stays there. You guys are on the same team, you're teammates now. Does that ever come up?
It hasn't come up, but, you know, the way he crashes the boards and the way I play, you know, you're bound to get tangled up at times. You know, still, when I look back at it, I really didn't think it was all that bad. But, you know, it happens, you know, the way we play, you know, it's nothing personal, but, you know, just something that happens.